This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, the audio broadcast ministry of Pastor Rick Warren. Today we continue with a series called 40 Days in the Word. In these messages, Pastor Rick shares practical Bible study tools that will reignite your passion for God's Word and revolutionize your life as you grow closer to Jesus. In just a few moments, we're going to tell you how you can go even deeper in this series with Pastor Rick's video-based Bible study called 40 Days in the Word. This study will ignite your passion for God's Word and revolutionize your relationship with Jesus. You can take a sneak peek at this valuable tool by going to PastorRick.com while you listen to today's message. That's PastorRick.com, or you can text the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. That's the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. Right now, here's Pastor Rick Warren with part two of a message called How to Study a Bible Passage.
All right, I want you to take your Bible and you open it to Philippians chapter 2 and take your message notes, and let's go through these four steps. What does it say? What does it mean? What else in the Bible says something about it? And what am I going to do about it? First, we start with observation. What does it say? Now, what I would do is I would simply look at this. I would read it through several times, and I would just write down what I see. It's not anything fancy. It's just whatever I see. And I see three things in this passage. You might write them down. First, I observe that Paul intends to send two men to Philippi. Okay? Paul intended to send two men to Philippi. And that's just an observation. There's nothing fancy about it, nothing spiritual. It's just that's what I see. And in verse 19, he says, I hope to send you Timothy. There's one of the guys. And in verse 25, he says, I think it's necessary to send Epaphroditus back to you. He actually came from that church. I'm going to send him back home. So I'm going to send two guys to you, Timothy and Epaphroditus. The second thing I observe is that Paul endorsed these guys as role models. In fact, they're role models who deserve honor. Paul endorsed Timothy and Epaphroditus as role models who deserve honor. In verse 20, Paul says about Timothy, he says, I have no one else like him. Now, you might just read that and just jump all over it. But friends, that is the greatest endorsement you could ever receive as a Christian. Paul is the greatest Christian who's ever lived next to Jesus Christ, our Lord himself. And Paul says, I've got nobody in the world like Timothy. If Paul said that about you, that means you're at the top of the heap. You're on the A-list. You're the very best Christian he knows. If Paul said about you, I've got nobody else like Bob or Janet or Mary. I've got nobody else like Kristen. That would be the greatest possible compliment you could ever receive for your faith. So this is not a small issue here. Now I got to pay attention. He says, I got nobody like Timothy. And then about Epaphroditus, he says, verse 29, welcome him and honor men like him. Honor men like him. So he's saying, whatever these guys are doing, they are worthy of honor. You need to follow them, and you need to honor them. Now notice both of them, he says, like him. See, circle that phrase twice. Anytime you see a phrase used twice in Scripture, it means God's telling you something. I have nobody else like him, Timothy. Honor men like him, Epaphroditus. Now that naturally makes me ask the third observation question, and that is, so what are these guys like? I mean, why are they so special? Why are they worthy of honor? Why do they deserve to be praised? What are these guys actually doing in their lives that make them so special? And so I would ask that question. And then I would read through the passage again, and I find that Paul, from observation, I see, Paul says five things about these guys. Now, I already wrote them down there on your outline. In verse 20 and 21, he says about Timothy, he takes a genuine interest in you. In verse 22, he says about Timothy, he has proved himself. In verse 25, he says about Epaphroditus, he's my brother, my fellow worker, and my fellow soldier. I got to figure out what that means. And in verse 26, he says, he longs for all of you, and he is distressed, this guy Epaphroditus. And in verse 27 to 30, it says, he almost died for the work of Christ, risking his life. Now see what I've done? All I've done is I read it, and I wrote down what I saw. Paul's talking about two guys. He's going to send them back to Philippi. He endorses them as role models, and he says we ought to honor them. And these guys have five characteristics in their lives. Okay? That's observation. Now we go to interpretation. What does it mean? This passage is an extremely powerful passage because it gives us the five marks of what it means to be a man of God. The five marks of what it means to be a godly man, or for that matter, a godly woman. If you want to be the kind of person God blesses, if you want God to use you, if you want God's power in your life, you better study this passage. Because it tells us the five characteristics of the man of God, or woman of God, for that matter, that we see in these guys that we're to build into our lives, we're to be like them, and we're to honor others like them. So now let's go back and let's look at the five things we observed and say, what does it actually mean? Let's look at it in detail. Verse 21, we find the first characteristic. Paul says about Timothy, I have no one else like him. Why is nobody else like him? Because that's because he takes a genuine interest in your welfare, and everybody else only looks out for their own interest. He said, that's rare. That's unusual. That's different. I got nobody like him. He has a genuine interest in your welfare, and nobody else does that. They all look out at their own interest.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. We're so happy that you've chosen to study along with us today. If God has put someone on your mind, or if you've been encouraged while listening to this episode, would you share it? And be sure to sign up for Rick's free daily email devotional at PastorRick.com.
Pastor Rick says the Bible isn't meant to just inform us. It's meant to transform us. That's why it's so important to study God's Word. Maybe you've never studied the Bible and you don't even know where to start. Or maybe you read the Bible every day, but you're not getting all God has for you out of the time you spend with Him. That's why Pastor Rick created a very special Bible study called 40 Days in the Word. This life-changing resource will ignite your passion for God's Word and revolutionize your relationship with Jesus. The 40 Days in the Word study kit includes 6 video sessions on DVD and a 206-page, 2-color workbook. In the workbook, you'll find 6 easy-to-learn methods for reading and meditating on Scripture. These are the very methods Pastor Rick uses in his own personal daily quiet time. You'll also find interactive journaling pages and Bible verse cards with the 20 Bible verses every believer should memorize. There's even a special section called, How Can We Know the Bible Came from God? And a guide for choosing which translation of the Bible is right for you. We'll send you a copy of the 40 Days in the Word study kit to say thanks for your gift to help more people learn, love, and live God's Word through Daily Hope. By the way, right now, when you give a gift to Daily Hope to help take the hope of Jesus to a hurting world, generous friends of Daily Hope are going to match your gift up to $50,000. But you only have till midnight on June 30th to make your gift go twice as far. Go to PastorRick.com or text the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. And as a special thank you, we'll send you the 40 Days in the Word Bible Study Kit. Again, that's PastorRick.com or text the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. There are only 2 days left to get this great resource, so contact us today.
Once again, here's Rick.
Now, one of the ways you interpret Scripture is by comparing it to other translations. And in English, fortunately, we have dozens of translations of the Bible. You say, why do we need so many different translations? Because no single word adequately can explain another word in another language. Often it takes a phrase to explain a word. For instance, the Bible is written in over 11,000 Hebrew and Greek words. But the average English translation, no matter which one you got, uses only about 8,000 English words. That means something is getting left out in the fuller meaning. For instance, in English, we only have one word for love. Love. And we use it to refer everything. I say, I love Jesus Christ. I love my wife. I love popcorn. I love America. You know, I love music. Now, I've just used it, the same word, in multiple different ways. Greek was much more technical, much more precise than that. For instance, in Greek, they have four words for love. Eros, we get erotic love from that, sexual love. Stergo, which means strong love. Phileo, which means brotherly love. Philadelphia is Philadelphia, the city of brotherly love. And agape, which is unconditional love. And all of these words are used in Scripture. And so they're different words. Well, we only have one word. So you look at different translations. Every translation has an interpretation in it. And so by looking at different translations, you can get a bigger interpretation without having to know any Greek or any Hebrew. That's a good thing. That's the advantage of being somebody who speaks English. So look on the back of your outline. Here are a couple of other translations of this verse. It says, Timothy genuinely cares for you, while others only care about themselves. He said, that's why he's worthy of honor. And the Phillips translation says, they're all wrapped up in their own affairs. So here we have the first characteristic of a godly man. Write this down. A godly man is caring. A godly man is compassionate. He's caring. He's unselfish. He thinks about others. He's not just thinking about himself. He's unselfish. He's not self-centered. He is caring. Timothy genuinely cares about you. Everybody else is only interested in their own agenda, their own business, their own things that they've got to do. He said that is worthy of honor. Now, friends, if there's ever a message that's needed today, it's that. Because everything in our culture teaches you to be self-centered, not unselfish. Everything in our culture teaches you to care only about you, not about anybody else. Every advertisement is all about you. We do it all for you. Have it your way. You deserve the best. You deserve a break today. Look out for number one. I got to think of what's best for me. No ad is telling you to be unselfish. All music, all movies, all TV shows, novels, magazines, video games are all about you, the consumer. It's not about you helping anybody else. And so, it is rare to find an unselfish man. It's rare. Paul says, I don't have anybody like him who genuinely cares about other people. Everybody else is only caring about themselves. They're not self-ungiving. They're self-centered. Now, you know, I'm going to talk to most of you men today, but as a pastor, I care about the women in our church, and those of you who are single women, I want to protect you, Papa Rick. So I have made a list on how to identify a selfish man before it's too late. Okay. You might want to write this down, all right? How to identify a selfish man before it's too late. Number one, does he only talk about himself? That's a sign. Number two, does he ever open the door for you? Number three, has he ever brought you a meal because he knew you were too busy to eat and he sensed it and you didn't have to tell him? That is a caring person who's more interested in just his own agenda. Number four, does he ever go out of his way to make sure you feel safe? Number five, does he ever ask for your opinion on anything? Number six, does he ever ask you for sex? Now, if he says, if you love me, you'll let me, you say, if you love me, you'll wait. Okay? By the way, women, you just need to understand this. Women need a reason for sex. Men just need a place. Okay? Just Just, that's just the way they're wired. You need to understand that. So if he asks you for sex, he's a loser. And if you say no and he pouts, he's a double loser. Run the other way. Okay. Number 7, will he cancel his plans if you're sick so he can take care of you? That's an unselfish man. Number 8, is he obsessed with his appearance? Number 9, will he do something he doesn't like to do just to be able to spend more time with you? That's an unselfish man. Number 10, does he pick up his messes? Or expect you to pick them up? Don't elbow anybody right now, please. A godly man is a caring man. Number 2, look at the next verse. Second thing we learn about Timothy. It says, Timothy has proved himself. Circle that. Proved himself. Because as a son with his father, he has served with me in the work of the gospel. And in the God's Word translation says, you know what kind of person Timothy proved to be. Now, the word proven there means tested. It means verified. It means checked out. It means determined, reliable. This guy is ram tough. This guy is dependable. This guy is reliable. This guy has proven faithful is what the Bible calls it, faithful. The greatest ability in life is dependability on life. And the number of people who are dependable, who don't flip-flop, who keep their word, who do what they say, who keep their promises even when it hurts them, that's unusual. What is needed today are men who are consistent. That's number 2. God is looking for men who are caring, and God is looking for men who are consistent, proven trustworthy, not wishy-washy, dependable, faithful, keeps your word, men of conviction and character. You know the difference between conviction and an opinion? An opinion is something you'll argue about. A conviction is something you'll die for. Do you have any conviction in your life? You are not ready to live until you know what you're willing to die for. Are you willing to die for anything? Until you know and have made that list of, I would die for this, and I would die for this, and I would die for this. You are not living, you're just existing. God is looking for consistent men. Godly men are not just caring, they are consistent. They are proven reliable. They are committed to God's standard, and they're consistent in their values. They don't act this way with one group of people, and this way with another group of people, and this way with another group of people. They're not flimsy where they're moody. This way, they're this day, and another day, they're this way. I remember a kid telling me one time, growing up, I never knew my dad was going to hug me or slug me. He was moody. He wasn't consistent, which means he was not a godly man. It's a trite cliche, but it's true. If you don't stand for something, you will fall for anything.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. We're so happy that you've chosen to study along with us today. If God has put someone on your mind, or if you've been encouraged while listening to this episode, would you share it? And be sure to sign up for Rick's free daily email devotional at PastorRick.com. Rick will be back in just a moment, but first, Pastor Rick says the Bible isn't meant to just inform us, it's meant to transform us. That's why it's so important to study God's Word. Maybe you've never studied the Bible, and you don't even know where to start. Or maybe you've read the Bible every day, but you're just not getting all God has for you out of the time you spend with Him. That's why Pastor Rick created a very special Bible study called 40 Days in the Word. This life-changing resource will ignite your passion for God's Word and revolutionize your relationship with Jesus. Here's Rick to tell you more.
To fulfill the purpose that God created you for and to become the person that God wants you to be, you must fill your life with His Word. 2 Timothy 3:17 says, through the Word we are put together and shaped for the tasks that God has for us. You see, God's Word is unlike any other word. It's alive. In John 6:63, Jesus says, the words that I have spoken to you are spirit, and they are life. When God's Word comes into your life, you come alive. When God speaks, things change. Everything around you, all of creation exists because God spoke it into existence. The Bible tells us that God's word generates life, creates faith. It produces change. It frightens the devil. It causes miracles. The Bible tells us that God's word heals our hurts and builds our character and transforms our circumstances. The Bible tells us that God's word imparts joy. It overcomes adversity. It defeats temptation. It infuses hope. It releases power. It cleanses our minds. The Bible says God's word brings things into being and guarantees our future forever. Now, to help you study the Word of God and to deepen your understanding of this life-changing Word, I've created a resource. It's called 40 Days in the Word, and it's a study kit that you can do by yourself or, even better, do it with a couple friends in a small group. It includes a DVD study of 6 sessions and a workbook and other instructions on how to memorize Scripture, how to meditate on God's Word, and how to get God's Word into your heart and life at a level you have never had it before. This month, when you give a gift to help support the Ministry of Daily Hope, I want to send you the 40 Days in the Word study kit. It'll help you study the Bible, but as I said, it can also be used as a small group study where you'll learn methods of personal Bible study. This is all for your gift to Daily Hope. I've told you before, we're a 100% listener-supported ministry, and your financial gift goes directly toward telling people around the world about the hope of the good news. I do this for free. I don't get any remuneration for doing this. I do this because I care about God's Word and I care about you. The Bible says we can't live without the Word of God. We are to never take it for granted. We are to consider it an essential part of our lives, as essential as eating on a daily basis. Job 23:12 says, "I've treasured the words of his mouth more than my daily bread." Do you do that? This study kit, 40 Days in the Word, can teach you how to treasure God's Word even more than food.
The 40 Days in the Word study kit includes 6 video sessions on DVD and a 206-page 2-color workbook. In the workbook, you'll find 6 easy-to-learn methods for reading and meditating on Scripture. These are the very methods Pastor Rick uses in his own personal daily quiet time. You'll also find interactive journaling pages and Bible verse cards with the 20 Bible verses every believer should memorize. There's even a special section called How We Can Know the Bible Came from God, and a guide for choosing which translation of the Bible is right for you. By the way, right now when you give a gift to Daily Hope to help take the hope of Jesus to a hurting world, generous friends of Daily Hope are going to match your gift up to $50,000. But you'll only have till midnight on June 30th to make your gift go twice as far. Go to PastorRick.com or text the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. And as a special thank you, we'll send you the 40 Days in the Word Bible Study Kit. Again, that's PastorRick.com or text the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. There are only 2 days left to get this great resource, so contact us today. Please be sure to join us again next time as we look into God's Word for our daily hope. This program is sponsored by Daily Hope Ministries and your generous financial support.